The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting content from the January-February issue of Southern Living magazine. This week, we're going to finish up The Grapevine. That's a short piece, a section about businesses in Western North Carolina, how they're getting back on track and how we might help them. And then we're going to go to Living Your Best Life, the Secrets to Healthy Living. And finally, I think finally, we will go to Supper Time, an article which promises that these recipes are very simple for simple, quick suppers. All right. Great. You ready? The cover of the magazine, as you may have heard in our last episode, the background is blurred light brown. It appears to be a wooden building of some sort. And also blurred in the background is the back of a cab, the front part of a pickup truck, a flatbed pickup truck. It's white, the roof is white, and the bottom of it is sky blue. And the flat bed in the back extends, is also light blue, but it's peeling paint, and it reveals the under, what's beneath it is the same color as the coffee au lait color of the background. As the paint is peeling off, you see that color. And sitting at the edge of that flatbed truck is none other than Dolly Parton. And she's sitting at the back, of course, and on the edge and a bit to the side. She is wearing a bejeweled denim dress. It zips up the front. It has beaded butterflies that their wings are ruby red and sapphire blue, and they are all outlined in gold beads. And there are some tiny silver sequins scattered on the denim dress. She is holding a guitar across her lap, and her left hand comes underneath the neck of the guitar. The guitar is also a light coffee color, kind of matches the backgrounds and the color of her skin, of her legs and her hands as well. And then her right hand is over that on the neck of the guitar. And she has long red lacquered nails with a bracelet and ring to match. The ring has a huge red stone on it. And just beneath her seat on the bumper of this flatbed truck, and the bumper is a brownish gray color, there is a bumper sticker that displays the Dollywood logo. All right, and the print. And Dolly is, of course, smiling, and she's sitting, throwing her head back, maybe laughing. And she is wearing light eyeshadow. It's lightly applied, but it's red, white, and blue. From the top to the bottom, the print says, January, February, 2025, Southern Living, Dolly's Road Ahead. How the Queen of Country Keeps on Truckin', by Rick Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. Further down, it says 25 places to visit in 2025, plus Ivy Odom's Game Time Wings. All right, so we have, last time we finished the Dolly Parton article, and we went into Ivy Odom's kitchen as well. And listeners, I believe you know that if you ever want to refer back to anything that we've read in the past, including recipes or the Dolly article, you can access these broadcasts as a podcast right after we're through. It is on our website, ncreadingservice.org. You go to the Listen to Podcast section, but here's what we need to know about Southern Living, listeners. It is not yet correctly labeled on that podcast section. You have to look under TBR for Triangle Bulletin Board. Or TRB. TRB, sorry. Anyway, that's... And that is under specials. It's not under magazines. That's a temporary situation. But just wanted you to know in case you were looking and couldn't find it. That's where you can find it, under TRB. All right? Okay. So, let's get started. And by that I mean, let's get finished with the grapevine, the article we began last week. What Southerners are buzzing about. I'm going to just repeat the intro to this, just to get us situated. These are goods for a good cause. Our friends in Western North Carolina are well on the road to recovery after suffering devastating damage from Hurricane Helene in September. But it's never too late to extend a helping hand. One of the biggest ways people can support the region is to patronize the local businesses that make it so special. Here are four to get you started on your online shopping journey. But you can visit sites like Always Explore Asheville. Oh, excuse me, listeners, that is always.exploreasheville.com/love-Asheville. And that's and is another word I'm reading. It's not part of the email, the website address. And the other website you could access is brandsofwnc.com for more options. All right. So we went through two in our last episode, listeners, and that was East Fork and Asheville and Hatchet Coffee and Boone. Now, Macon York Press, M-A-C-O-N, in Hendersonville. Stock up on cheery cards for every occasion from artist Macon York. Working out of a converted home garage, York also creates prints, note cards, and stickers reflecting her love of nature. You can reach her at MaconYorkPress.com. And that is M as in Mary, A-C-O-N as in Nancy, YorkPress.com. And just above this, listeners, there's a small photo of her cards, which are hand-drawn and have birds or flowers or butterflies on them. And they are pretty pastel colors. And they have matching colored envelopes. They look very pretty. They're greeting cards, her birthday cards, or I can't read the print on the other. Oh, anniversary, some others. All right, and the fourth here is Willow Hill Soap Company, and that is in Canton and Hendersonville. The full collection of bath and body products from this family-owned business is available to ship. All net proceeds from their Light for WNC, and that's a capital L, L-I-G-H-T for WNC candle. All proceeds from this will go toward recovery efforts. You can reach them at willowhillssoapcompany.com. That's willowhillssoapcompany.com. And there are just a couple of others, two other small notes here in the right column. Head to Highlands. Cozy up at these new North Carolina mountain stays. Trailborn Highlands. This 63-room downtown hotel is the perfect... This 63-room downtown hotel is the second boutique property from the hospitality brand Trailborn. Set on 4.5 acres, it features a 1924 log cabin that houses Highland Supper Club restaurant. Guests here can also enjoy cold spritz showers, fire pits, saunas, a lily pond, and flower gardens. And there's a small photo above of a two Adirondack chairs, or so they appear to be, wooden chairs, out in the forest at night. The background is of some lush greenery, and I think maybe Maybe there's a little waterfall in the background, a tiny... I'm not sure, but between the two wooden chairs is a campfire blazing there at night. And also, listeners, back to Willow Hill Soap Company. I forgot to mention that there's a photo above that of a candle in a jar and another jar of, I guess, appears to be a cream of some sort and a wooden ladle of some sort on the top of it. It's not a brush, but... And some green ferns are in the background of that photo, and that's for the Willow Hill Soap Company. All right, thank you. Back to our head to Highlands. The other place is Outpost Inn, and this is inspired by old-school summer camps. This lodge-style stay is the latest from the creators of Highlander Mountain House. Thoughtful touches like free coffee and banana bread, bikes, happy hour, s'mores kits, and a selection of board games, vinyls, and books make guests feel right at home. Just above that, the small photo is a picture of a bedroom in the cabin. It's all wood. You can see that it's a log cabin, and it's all wooden. The walls and the bed is, I can't really see, but there's a window above the bed looking out on some greenery and a wooden coffee table or sofa table just before the bed there, and a comfortable looking chair there, and it's all in shades of coffee or log wood brown, wooden shades. And that is it for the Grapevine, what Southerners are buzzing about. And so we'll move on to Picture of Health, Secrets to a Good Life. Fresh from the fridge, a North Carolina chef feeds her community with rescued food and ready-made meals. In just over a year, Sarah Cooney, and that's spelled C-U-N-I, shown below right, she's in a photo, listeners. Oh my goodness gracious, she's holding an enormous pan of, I think it's, well, some kind of pasta. Well, we'll read about it momentarily. But it appears to be pasta with some tomatoes thrown in there and some other, some herbs sprinkled on top. She's wearing some dark olive green gloves, a matching T-shirt, and a matching baseball cap. And her hair is back or up in that cap. She is in a kitchen. The background, you can see, is an industrial kind of kitchen or a soup kitchen or a church kitchen. And there are shelves in the back with pans on it and other shelves with condiments and supplies, food staples upon it. And also, listeners, in the center of the text here, there is a badge, a photo of a badge that says Feed Well. Feed-well, and on the top border of the badge it says Nourishing Our Community. On the bottom border it says One Meal at a Time. And it's Feed Well, and it says Fridges beneath that. And the Feed Well is on a banner that's going across a drawing of a refrigerator with sun rays coming out from behind it. The badge is coffee-colored with espresso-colored print, and the word fridges and the sun rays are bronze-colored, orange-colored. All right, we'll start the article over once more. In just over a year, Sarah Cooney and her team of volunteers have saved over 30 tons of perfectly good food from being tossed. The Pittsboro, North Carolina chef and founder of Feed Well Fridges is on a mission to combat hunger and prevent waste. We could stop food insecurity, but we throw it all away, explains Cooney. I was like, I'm a chef. I feed people. Why does it only have to be the ones who can afford to come to my restaurant? She found her solution at a 2022 Les Dames d'Escoffler International meeting, where she sat next to someone who helms a community fridge initiative in Iowa. I came home and told my wife, Susan, I want to do that, she says. They established the nonprofit, set up a public fridge, and solicited donations from local restaurants, grocery stores, caterers, and distributors, such as U.S. Foods. We rolled up on our first day, and I asked my wife, what if no one wants anything? What if no one comes? CUNY recalls. But when they returned just 2 days later, people were waiting, eager to thank them, and ready for more. Now her team stocks their live locations, now her team stocks their five locations daily with items like rotisserie chicken, fresh produce, and CUNY's homemade mac and cheese. That's what we saw in the picture, listeners. Okay, it's like Mama made it, she says. We plan to put fridges all over Chatham County, she said. It's where we live and where one of our restaurants is, but I'd love to take this throughout the whole state. And there's a footnote here, and this says, house call, all ears. Why preserving your hearing is essential. And this has a profile photo of, it doesn't say who, but I imagine it might be Dr. Erica Walsh. It's just a profile photo, a portrait of a young woman with long, dark hair and brown eyes and a very nice smile. And she is against a dark peach-colored background in that circle profile pic. All right. Hearing loss affects every facet of life, and there are many consequences if it's undertreated, says Dr. Erica Walsh of the University of Alabama at Birmingham. There is emerging data that it may be associated with cognitive changes as we age and poorer general health outcomes. I recommend patients consider hearing protection in a number of scenarios, like sporting events, concerts, and yes, even mowing the lawn. Adults should have screenings once per decade until they're 50, and then the frequency should increase to every 3 years. Right, and that's it for the picture of health section, listeners. So we will move on to the kitchen section. And this article is entitled Supper Time, Dinner for Two, The Way to Their Heart, Any of These Simple Recipes. And on this first page, listeners, this is a full page photograph, although the right column is blank and of pictures and displays our recipe that we will read momentarily. The photos, though, are of this delicious looking redfish in sitting in a bed of grits, creamy cheese grits, which we'll read about soon, and it's garnished with some chives. It's in a white bowl upon a white plate. And there are actually, there's two plates of that. One is bleeding off the bottom half of the page. And there are two silver forks, or metal forks, and a green, it's a glass, and we're looking at the top of it, and it is clear with a green tint. And it's upon a very light green napkin that looks kind of springy. All right, and here's our recipe. Bronzed redfish with smoky cheese grits. The active time is 20 minutes, and the total prep time is 20 minutes. Total cooking time is 20 minutes. And this serves two. The ingredients. Six tablespoons of unsalted butter divided. 1.5 teaspoons of kosher salt divided, 2/3 of a cup of uncooked yellow grits, not stone ground. 2/3 of a cup of half and half. 1/2 cup of shredded smoked Gruyere cheese, about 2 ounces. 3/4 of a teaspoon of Cajun seasoning. 3/4 of a teaspoon of dry mustard. 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. And 2 5-ounce skinless redfish fillets, 1 to 1 1/4 inches thick, and some finely chopped fresh chives. Step 1. Bring 2 cups of water to a boil in a medium saucepan over high. Add 1 tablespoon of butter and 1 teaspoon salt. Whisk in grits and reduce heat to medium-low. Cook, whisking often, until creamy and tender, about 5 minutes. Whisk in 1/2 and 1/2, Gruyere, and 2 tablespoons of butter until combined. Remove from heat, cover to keep warm. Step 2. Stir together Cajun seasoning, mustard, paprika, pepper, and remaining 1/2 teaspoons of salt in a small bowl. Sprinkle evenly over both sides of fish. Step 3. Melt remaining 3 tablespoons of butter in a medium nonstick skillet over medium. Add fish. Cook undisturbed until browned on one side, about 4 minutes, and then turn it. Cook, spooning melted butter over fish until fish is slightly firm and a thermometer inserted into thickest portion registers 135 degrees Fahrenheit. 3 to 4 minutes. And step 4, divide warm grits between 2 shallow bowls or plates. Top each with 1 fish fillet and spoon butter from skillet over fish if desired. Sprinkle with chives just before serving. And here's another. This is for wine-braised chicken and vegetables. And this recipe is on a full-page photo, and the recipe is texted above, printed above, a white skillet sitting upon a white pot holder or hot pad, as some people call them. Upon a white table, and the white skillet has a white handle, has a white small handle just for your fingers, you know, on the other side of the long handle, on the opposite side of the long handle. And it has a photo of these delicious looking roasted chicken and vegetables. It's very golden in tone, that the color can hardly be differentiated among the chicken and vegetables. I mostly can see potatoes, and it seems to be garnished with chives as well. We'll see. And there's, I believe, tomatoes as well. But we'll read the recipe and see right now. Wine braised chicken and vegetables. The active time is 45 minutes, and the total cook time for this recipe is 1 hour and 40 minutes, and it serves 2. The ingredients: 3 thick-cut bacon slices cut into 1-inch pieces, 4 8-ounce bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, 1 1/2 teaspoons of kosher salt divided, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/4 cup of bourbon, 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter divided, 2 carrots peeled and chopped, about 1 cup, 1 sweet onion chopped, about 1 2/3 cups, 1/2 pound of baby red potatoes halved, about 1 1/4 cups, 2 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of dry white wine, such as Sauvignon Blanc or Pinot Grigio, 5 thyme sprigs plus fresh thyme leaves for garnish, and 1 1/2 cups of chicken stock. Step 1. Heat bacon in a large, deep, enamel-coated cast iron skillet over medium. Cook, stirring occasionally, until crispy, about 8 minutes. Transfer bacon to a paper towel-lined plate. Discard drippings or save for another use. Do not wipe skillet clean. Step 2. Reduce heat to medium-low, pat chicken dry, and sprinkle with 1 teaspoon of the salt and pepper. Place chicken in skillet, skin side down. Cook undisturbed until skin is crispy and easily releases from pan, about 18 minutes, increasing heat to medium-high after first 10 minutes of cooking. Transfer to a plate. Step 3. Remove skillet from heat. Add bourbon. Return to heat over medium. Cook, stirring to scrape up browned bits from bottom of pan until bourbon is evaporated, about 1 minute. Add 3 tablespoons of butter, carrots, onion, potatoes, and flour. Cook, stirring constantly, 2 minutes. Add wine, thyme sprigs, and stock. Bring to a boil over high. Nestle chicken into sauce, skin side up. Reduce heat to medium-low. Simmer, uncovered, stirring occasionally until chicken is cooked through and a thermometer inserted into the thickest portion of chicken registers 170 degrees, about 30 minutes. And 4, transfer chicken to a clean plate, increase heat to medium-high, cook stirring often, until vegetables are tender and sauce is thickened slightly or is desired consistency, 5 or 10 minutes. Remove from heat, stir in remaining 3 tablespoons of butter and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Remove thyme sprigs, return chicken to pan. Let stand 10 minutes. Garnish with thyme leaves and crumbled bacon. And listeners, as you might have heard, we've run out of time for today's episode of Southern Living. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. And again, it's under TRB listeners, not yet under the correct label. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time, 912-832-5138.